because you have so many people that are looking to buy businesses, the good businesses get picked up so quick, it is unbelievable. A good business comes into the market within a matter of days or a couple of weeks, the business is under contract. The business for sale marketplace is like the real estate market when it's in an absolute frenzy seller market. The business for sale market is always like that. There's no peaks and valleys. It's consistently hot, meaning to the standpoint a good business is going to always sell and sell quickly. And that's why it's so important that people have a very, very clear understanding of A, the process, what's involved, you know, that they're well prepared and very educated with, you know, some of the things that we've been talking about and going to continue to talk about, because when the good businesses hit the market, they have to be prepared to pounce on the opportunity. Now, that does not mean by any stretch that a good business comes on the market, they're writing them a blank check to the owner without doing their research. Absolutely not. But we're going to provide them with the information to show them how they're able to tie up that business so that they could go about the process of properly researching and investigating the business and learning more about the business, and all the while not have to worry that someone else is going to snatch it from in front of their noses.
Well, it does sound rather like real estate. And of course, in real estate, we have real estate agents who list properties for sale. And I imagine that in the business market, there are business brokers who are performing a similar service of a kind of MLS of businesses for sale. Is that correct?
There are business brokers.
Do business brokers function like real estate agents?
The answer is no, they don't. The only similarities that they have, for the most part, is in certain states, you have to be a licensed real estate salesperson in order to sell businesses, and the thought process being that the sale of businesses can involve the sale of real property. And I think you bring up a very important point, which is, you know, very often the general uninformed perception is that, hey, this is going to be similar to buying a property. I'm going to find a, you know, a version of a real estate agent, in this case a business broker. They're going to run around through all these businesses. They're going to help me. They're going to provide me with some pretty good advice, and they're going to help me acquire business. And it's absolutely not the way it works in this world. So it's very important to understand the distinct difference between that process related to real estate and a business broker.
What is the critical difference then?